Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Number 5. Oh, God. A lot of people give her a bad rep. I'm going to let y'all take it. Number 5 goes to Ice Spice. Well, damn.
You know what's frustrating? Give me the criteria.
Take it away.
The criteria is tricky. I was thinking about
this. The criteria is kind of tricky. And that's really B-Dawg's criteria. And I'm sticking to that. I think I'm adding a little more.
I think it's a good criteria.
Yeah. You think what?
No, go ahead. I was just agreeing with you that it's a good criteria to start.
It is. But I think just so I can give it a little bit of my own spin to it, the relevancy I really stick with. Now, the lyrical ability, because I'm a real hip-hop head, I do go there first. But you can't knock someone's showmanship, relevancy, and consistency. Mm-hmm. And that's why Ice Spice is high on my list. But to answer your question, skills. And let me define what he has as skills. Rapper's lyrical ability. So that's number one. Number two is performance. To define performance means showmanship on album.
Right.
Number three, presence. Relevance and consistency throughout the year. Just 2023.
Okay.
All right. So, Ice Spice is number 5. Now we in the top 5. We getting thick. We thick in it.
It's hard to do a record with Nicki and Taylor Swift in 1 year and not be in the top 5 of
let's talk about it.
If you're talking about relevancy, you know. Now her being so young in the industry, I do think sometimes people hate the archetype of a person, and they give that person a whole lot of smoke.
Yeah.
We saw it even happen when Justin Bieber was a child. Like, late night hosts were making fun of this kid.
A child.
You know, and she's not a child, of course.
How old is she again?
Nah, she grown.
I don't know how old she is.
But I mean, she might
Justin Bieber was like 13.
No, he's like 13 or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's not
this girl ain't 13, bit it over in that
Prius
skirt.
It's not the best comparison.
At the deli.
No, yeah.
But I feel like with Sexy Red, too. I feel like they give her way too much smoke for her being herself, and they get upset at the person who's being themselves because everybody else is gravitating toward that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that.
So I feel like she's had to navigate a lot of that. And mm-hmm. I'm saying all this because I don't want to be another person adding on to that smoke. I'm acknowledging her work. I'm acknowledging that she had the features with the biggest artists in the world. Okay. All that being said, you know.
Do you like her music?
Hell no, I'm a grown man. I don't like her music.
Can she rap to you?
No, she can't rap.
Okay.
So you telling me if I come in dancing a deli, you ain't going to catch it?
Catch what?
What I'm throwing. Ice Spice just told me what to throw, okay?
That ain't got nothing to do with the record, though.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to throw that out there. I'll let you go next, Jackie.
No!
I'm going to go last.
You know, everybody needs music to throw it to. I get it.
Okay, so really quick, what I'm hearing from what you're saying, Doma T, is that she's representing her demographic.
She represents
her generation.
She's herself. Mad Bronx.
Okay.
The music that you hear, like Deli, like you listen to that, like Princess Diana, like the whole flow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like some of the poppy songs where it sounds like she just phoned it in. And it's like, ugh. You know, if we're talking about showmanship, I know we mean showmanship on an album.
Uh-huh.
When I listened to that project, again, I didn't feel like I learned anything new about her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like she gave us Bronx. She got that line, "We both in the Bronx. We know that you dirty." I'm like, okay.
You know, that's who dirty.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why she gave her own borough a stray. But I learned a little bit about who she is, her perspective, but, you know, as an artist, you know, I just want a little more from the person as an artist, but she has a lane. And if we're talking about performance, most of the time the audience is dry until she turn around and do her signature little wiggle. So is it about the music? Is it about the wiggle? Is it about the, you know, but all that being said, I respect her work ethic and how she's been getting down.
Just to be clear, a performance, because I'm with you on performance. Yeah. She's trash on the stage.
Why?
Trash. Why? But it says performance showmanship on album.
On album.
So, yes. but you are correct when it comes to her stage presence. And as far as rapper's lyrical ability, I feel like you feel like she's not up to par with that, right?
Yeah, nah.
Okay. But relevancy and consistency throughout the year?
Yes. Okay. Relevant and consistent, for sure.
As what? Fuck. That's why she's top five on my list as it pertains to 2023.
I agree. Like,
now go.
I'm not gonna lie, yo. I was waiting for my moment, y'all.
I need your moment.
I fucking love Ice Spice. Like, what? Like, what? Catch me in the house. She and daddy show her titties. She's making a joke. Like, the whole little hip thing, like, I had to learn that so I could do the Ice Spice dance. Like, I got to fit in. You understand what I'm saying? Ice Spice to me is, like, just fun. Mm. She's literally, like, you're, like, the Harajuku doll or, like, an anime character. Okay. She's fun. And, like, they give her such a hard time for being fun. Jazzy, a fatty.
I do.
You get on the stage and evoke that same emotion. I don't by be just doing this.
Not so much. I don't be bent over the deli, though. But I do. Here's the thing.
And my thing is like, it's on. Not just deli.
What is it? What else?
Deli is like the fourth song.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? So when we really get technical, like Ice Spice, to me, I feel like she's been able to captivate, like, so many untapped spaces that people don't, like, give her credit because they think that it's, like, easy. First things first, she has her natural hair. I don't care if it's nice, mixed, curly or not. Yeah. That don't work, okay? It doesn't happen.
True.
That's
true.
One.
It was a signature.
Yeah. Yes, it's her signature. Two, that's her body. Like, if you want to shake your little tutu, shake that little tutu. Because that little tutu is going to help you get, it has helped you get all across the world. And, like, if you really want to really, really, really get technical, I feel like most people are mad because they can't be Ice Spice.
Damn. Hmm.
Like, Nicki and Taylor Swift, like, go sit down. Who you calling to get them features? who you calling to go get the features? Even if I want to hate on Ice Spice, you can't call somebody. Make it happen for me, because I'm telling you, I've been in the game 10 years. I can't make those type of calls happen.
Yeah.
Especially for a new artist.
Yeah, especially for a new artist. Like, and the beautiful thing about your perspective is that you are an artist management. And that's why I love you being here on this couch, because you're speaking from that perspective. You know what it takes for artists to blow. Shout out to Designer.
Even down to, like, down to the little minion she had in 42nd Street. Like, a lot of Ice Spice moments, I feel like we kind of, like, dismiss it. Yeah. But, like, she really had some big moments, like,
that's true.
Like, to be that new, that brand new. And, like, shout out to Riot, shout out to everybody, you know, because that's DJ Nuff's son. I'm going to put it out there. Like, shout out to him.
Oh, yes, I forgot,
you know,
that.
I'm just proud to see them grow up and glow in their own young space, you know. I just can't give her that hard time. Like, I get it what you're saying when it comes to, like, the lyrical stuff. But, like, I don't even, not to say it, but I don't even think that we can't say that she can't get there. I think that right now she's just literally perpetrating that, I'm dirty and I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah, literally.
Everything. I went uptown like probably like 2 months ago. Uh-huh. I did a video with Sugar Hill D Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Those little girls, they talk just like her.
Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What? Like literally, like
her,
like
influence,
what?
Like, is exactly unmatched.
What, like what? That's what they talk. That's how
like,
they talk.
Like
you dirty. You know what I mean? Like that whole like. Yeah. It sounds crazy, but her whole vocabulary is literally the Bronx vocabulary.
Yes.
Yeah, and so it's like, as much as you want to be like, oh, she's not. All them bitches up there sound just like her. Like, they literally,
and
they
she
all
sounds like them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if some of it is they picking up her lingo, but she took the lingo and made it big. So you can't, it's the same argument with Chief Keef, man. Like, when he first came out, a lot of people were hating on him, you know what I'm saying? Lack of lyrical ability or whatever, but he represented a real demographic. And they
felt
him.
He is the sound of Chicago.
He is the sound of Chicago for at least for a time, and probably even now. But, like, I feel like,
Having an artist like a Kanye West jump on your shit early in the game.
Early in the game. It's similar to Ice Spice.
From your city.
She's authentic.
You know,
she's authentic. And then everybody looks at some of these people, to your point, and they think that, like, she has the X factor, like we said with Corey. You can't put it in a box. It's a million women from her age group, from her block even, that probably rap. She just has it. Sometimes God just, what Gucci say? I mean, you don't got the sauce, then you're lost. So, I mean, she got it. It's in and it's on her. But all that being said, man, I ain't listening to that shit.
Look, I'm telling you right now, if I go to his house and I put on that the Ice Spice little EP, we gonna have some fun.
I'll watch you listen to it.
You gonna watch me dance to it. Because right. I'm not gonna stop. My little tutor, the little one I think I got, it's gonna come out and I'm gonna think I'm Ice Spice.
Shout out to the little tutu.
The little tutu.
I love both you guys' perspective. And Zayna, thanks for just giving us a different side when it comes to how you feel about her, because I think for the most part people do feel the way Domity feels when it comes to just her presence in hip-hop.
It's just her presence. It's like,
And I'm just like, y'all cut the shit.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I know what it was. I know what it was like when I was younger and liking the Little Kims and the Foxys, and everybody's like, man, it's all about Muhammadiyah and MC Light. And I was like, but now, fast 4 years later, it's like, well, Little Kim did this for the culture. She's the queen. It's like, everybody has their lane.
That's true.
Everybody has space to be the best they can be. And I see that for Ice Spice just dominating her lane. It's very reflective of my top five when I speak to Little Kim, Foxy Brown, Lauryn Hill, Eve, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Do people really talk about Left Eye being a lyricist and all that? Maybe not. But when I listen to the bitch, I think she dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. However, she's one of those people where I feel she's authentically herself. She's different. She thinks outside the box. And she's creative in a sense where she's separate than being just like a lyrical artist. She's an artist. Mm-hmm. And she's talented. And she's lending her talents in a way that's different from everybody else. And I see Ice Spice honestly, truly being that girl. Initially, I was with you, Domity, because I'm such a hip-hop head. And I'm very sensitive about this shit. I don't co-sign everybody. But thank God for nieces and nephews, man. Like, when I'm in the D or when I'm with my people and they play their songs, I'm like, rah, like, what? This shit is shit's kind of lit. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of fire. So it's kind of fire. And I'm like, oh my God, this is fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's fun.
And it is innocent fun in a way. Yeah, she's bent over in the deli. Yeah, but like, Little Kim was literally squatty.
Nikki was literally.
Legs wide open. So anyway, outside of that, I just, and that's why I like Ice Spice. But outside of that, Boy's a Liar was a big record that she was on.
Oh, that's
with
too,
Pink,
like,
yeah.
That's the one
Pink
I hate.
Panthers.
Okay.
You hate that one?
The Boy's a Liar.
It ain't for everybody.
That's the one I hate.
See, I respect
me like, she's making me like the songs again. I'm like,
I even like
that.
I like Panthers.
Because the Boys be a liar, sis.
Amen.
That's for every age group.
So now it's
niggas
going mad. We dancing over this. It's so good.
The Boy's a Liar. The Boy's a Liar.
Because y'all be lying.
Okay. And then we got In Your Hood, Gangsta Boo, Princess Diana was,
I listened to it without no skips.
Yo, please say that again.
I listened to it with no skips. And this is, and you're right on that part. But the thing that I can say about her is, okay, skips. When you go to somebody and they deliver exactly what you expect
that's
every
true.
Time, you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the hardest things to do. Just even with me. We can make another panda. No matter what. And that's all everybody wanted. But literally with Ice Spice, she's literally making deli.
Multiple time.
Over, like, yeah. Pink Panther's over and over, and it's not annoying. Yeah. Like, she's literally been able to have her own space, and mm-hmm. it works. But you know what it really is that
what
works?
Is it?
She listens.
Wow.
Y'all artists don't listen. Oh, no, listen. Michelle said, do this, do that. You do the opposite. They say, yo, you're doing what you need to do. Don't try to do extra. We're not going to perfect your stage presence. Right. We don't need dancers.
Right.
How goes up, you know what to do. Yeah. Well, left and right.
That she needs get to a little the middle. Help on. I will but say she
you might not, a, though, because at this space.
Fatima, holla at your girl.
She say,
big last Fatima, holla at your girl. She needs some help on that stage.
When you really think about yeah. that, like, as from a manager standpoint, it's okay. like, bro, we didn't have to pay for no dancers. And we got 50K. She just bent over. Did a little doo-doo. Matter of fact, I didn't even have to pay for a hairstylist. Did she just wet her hair and go?
Yep. Yeah. Barely a stylist. You could go to Rainbow and dress like Ice Spice.
Like, literally, you could put stickers on your face to come outside. She's made it so easy. So, from a manager standpoint, Ice Spice, you got it. I'm looking for it. My next artist is going to be like Ice Spice.
I love that. Okay, just to speak to a little more of her influence, Northwest loves her. We all know when the Kardashians do something, the world stops.
Random, I love Northwest, and Kanye holla at me because I want a manager.
I love that. I love North, too. I think she's one of the brightest personalities out. I love, whatever, she's authentically herself, and she loves her daddy. And anytime a daughter loves a black father, I'm in awe of that. So shout out to black fathers. People are dressing up as her for Halloween. Her style of dress is amazing. She's nominated for a couple of Grammys. Her endorsement, shout out to Dunkin' Donuts and her Munchkins, Dunkin's, doing the freaking commercial with Ben Affleck, fine ass.
How many girls from my hood can really say we did that?
My bad, continue.
Wait, what? Brothers always stop. Brothers tend to stop me every time I be giving the white boys they props. Ben Affleck is fine.
He could get it.
He had J-Lo. Bruh. Right, well. Ben Affleck?
Okay, continue.
Top five bad white men, dead or alive. Like,
no, I like Johnny Depp.
Okay, you can have that sis. I'm good.
I like the weirdo.
Johnny that could be your one. Let me get my Ben Affleck one.
Johnny Coley.
That was a great look for her. And I want to close it out with this with Ice Spice. She did say, I prefer my lyrics to be super simple and digestible. And I think you're doing a great job with doing that because it is all of the above when it comes to the lyrical ability. But everything that we were speaking to was just like her presence, her influence, and her ability to cross, I feel like, genres and ethnicities, really. I feel like everybody loves Ice Spice, and she's authentically herself. And if I was to add to this list of criteria, it would be authenticity. Hmm. And you're going to see that more. Okay. As I go further up in this list.
I said that with Flo Milli too, by the way. Yes, exactly. Authenticity is what's really making her win.
So my list is it mirrors that. Number four, speaking of authenticity, it's another one they give a hard time to. St. Louis on.
I was about to say, we're going back to the Midwest for this one?
St. Louis on. Okay. Sexy Red.
Wait, is she, what number is she?
Four.
Why?
Yikes. You tell me
for
why
all
not.
All the same reasons you rock with Ice Spice.
She's supposed to be number one. What's wrong?
Oh, okay.
Tell me why not. She
She's pregnant.
She...
Hold up. I'm getting off the show. She's pregnant. And barefoot. Working for them kids. Better get that bitch number one. No, let me stop. Better get my girl number one. No, let me stop.
Oh, you want her to be number one.
It's her year.
You wildin'.
You know what?
Wildly.
I'm gonna let y'all debate.
Shout out to Ice. I mean, Sexy Red. I think literally everything we said about Ice Spice can apply to Sexy Red with a different accent and wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, listen, I'm partial to the hood chicks, man. Like, I like. I lived near St. Louis for a little while and went to college in Edwardsville. So,
okay.
You know, I get the allure and I have fun listening to Sexy Red, too. I actually just like her music. I'm biased because I like her music more than I like Ice Spice music.
Okay.
Like, I like the sound. I like the beat. I like the frequency. It just feels better to me.
But who has less talent, you think?
I think neither one of them. I feel like talent is a moot point for them. Okay. No disrespect.
It's a moot point?
It's more about
personality
image. It factor. That style, that what was it? That allure. You know what I'm saying? They both had that thing. It's hood bitches everywhere. Exactly, but something about that, it just got, and Sexy Red, well, people fail to realize she had that viral hit that, walking my way
downtown, walking fast, and with
I'ma shoot you. She said that from way, she was on that from way back when, so it sounded like she just woke up one day and said, booty hole brown. She's been doing this comedy, comedic rap, and don't even know she's being funny, like, for a long time.
I don't think she even cared whether she was being funny or not. No. I think it was just like, I'm just gonna say whatever,
and I'm just freestyling. Like, so from that aspect, even the monotone voice, which we're talking about annoying voices, her voice can be annoying. She feeds into it like, you like my voice? It's like, I guess it do now. Like, you know, shit, you like it, I love it. So, like, you know.
So she won you over in a sense?
Sexy, absolutely. From the rip, the first record, I liked it because she remind me of.
I love when you say from the rip. From Chicago. You know, I'm Detroit Midwest. When you talk sometimes, it's just so like.
Just real crib. All rip. It reminded me of chicks I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like Sexy Red. Midwest. It really remind me of women I grew up with.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Out the window with they ratchet ass friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I. Listen, she reminds me as she feels familiar. All that being said, the same critiques I have for Ike Spice, I have for her.
In terms
of lyrical ability, all these other things. Okay. But you guys make a good point in that. She gives us what we expect from her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, her being that high on the list feels crazy given all of the talent that we have on the latter part. But that relevancy and consistency quotient and that authenticity quotient.
Yeah.
You can't. You know,
it's undeniable.
It's undeniable.
It's really undeniable.
And she repeated it a lot, as you said. Like, it's hard to do it again. But she got, you know, the record with Dirk is hard. She on the Drake and SZA joint. She on the, like, to the point where her voice can just be sampled. Her voice just ignites
Sexy.
Something. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What you say, Zay? Thank you for that. Great points.
No, I agree. I
disagree
like,
with a few, but I'll get to that
I
later.
Like hearing it from your perspective, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially that, because, like, for me, like, I feel like people give Ice Spice a harder time than they give Sexy Red. Mm. But then I feel like they kind of, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think the opposite, too.
I think that we accept Sexy Red more for who she is than we accept Ice Spice.
Oh, when we talk about.
Like, acceptance. We'll say Ice Spice is not talented, but then we'll say that Sexy Red is too ratchet and too ghetto. Mm. When it's like.
I think they both end up in this broader conversation about that these are the representation of women rapping. And it's not their
pussy
fault
rap.
Again. Yeah, pussy rap, that whole thing. I mean, even on, don't look in Sexy Red's Twitter mentions. Like, I mean,
it's Pornhub.
It's basically Pornhub in on Twitter. Like, it's this whole, like, over-sexualization of the black woman that goes into, like, a whole longer history.
Yeah.
But at the same time, by being so aware of that history and so aligned to it, it can be stifling for an artist who's being their authentic selves in that way. So.
I think that, dude, we just need to really honestly create a subcategory. Like,
you think so?
Like, just
a lot,
like,
it's been a lot of talks around it.
Yeah, like, there, it, to me, like, you're right. Like, Sexy Red and Lauryn Hill should never be in the same conversation.
Right.
Oof.
Like, just never.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that does, we shouldn't take away from each artist because they are of different conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I don't care what nobody say. Listening to Sexy Red, you laugh. You're happy. Yeah. It evokes some level of ghetto-ness in your inner soul that your mama told you that you needed to curb away and knock out. And now this girl is literally in front, face, and center doing and being everything that it is. So that's what, like, it is for me. Like, I grew up, you know, Caribbean parents.
Yeah.
The pressure was always on me to be college educated, to speak like a white person, to know how to be, you know, multifaceted, multifunctional, and wear all these different hats and heads. And it's like, I, as much as I want to hate on them because they didn't have to go through that, like, I'm kind of happy that they didn't, because I always think about how much further, I mean, granted, I'm grateful with my career and I'm blessed. Like, I know I did a lot at a young age, but I just think about how much more free I would have been if I was at Howard University with all my tattoos I really wanted in my blonde hair. I probably would have been Cardi. Because if you really, I used to come over from the club going, oh no, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not like you. That's unbecoming. You ain't going to have no job. You ain't going this. You ain't going that. So sometimes when I see these women, it's like on purpose I have to support them.
Because
you didn't fold like me. You didn't follow what people believed you were supposed to be.
She's
you
spitting.
You
were
even follow the lines of what the world says what black women are supposed to act like. Like, you played on our fucking stereotypes. You blew up. Yeah.
Boy.
You blew the hell up. And now when we walk in a room with Sexy Red, like, if she asks you for some, you ain't going to be mad. Yeah. This is Sexy Red.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
you got to remember, like, before that, so that's why I understand why when Nicki thing. Be feeling her way, like, because it's like before, when Nicki was doing them things, it was, this bitch wants red M&Ms. How dare she?
Right.
She's
right,
not
right.
Mariah Carey, you right, know? Right. But then it's like, now it's like,
I would have accepted the pickle juice.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, but now Nicki it's like, moments. Now these people are the new acceptable people. But you know what I'm saying?
I
and
think
it's like,
the only thing is, and it's not these artists' fault, sorry, but it's the fact that same thing happened with gangster rap and all that.
I was gonna say, you guys don't go through the same thing.
No, but
ahead.
Rap in general kind of does in terms of
not so the, much when it comes to the women.
Not as much. But rap in general, the negativity gets put mm-hmm. on Front Street, and then this becomes the global representation of who we are. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not as ridiculed.
No, it's not. But see, Dolores Tucker, like, boycotted rap music. I mean, N.W.A., what they went through in terms of censorship for all of their lyrics. Like, you know, it's...
And they're deemed still, to this day, one of the biggest artists.
Now, but similar to what you said with Foxy and Kim, mm-hmm. it's in hindsight. We're like, look what they did for free speech. But in real time, mm-hmm. it was a rebellious music. And the black bourgeoisie class was like, this is not representative of us. And even if we look at Latto... Not to say she's negative representation. Look at the billions of streams that she's getting with this K-pop artist. Who she is now represents what black women look like to the world. Because she is a lot of those Korean folks' introduction into our culture. So I think when people criticize these
MCs, I don't
like
that, though, and I won't accept
it. It shouldn't be that way. But what
I
it
don't
should
like
be
it,
and what
I won't
it is,
it.
What it should be and what it is are two different things.
Because when an Asian person
it's, you know,
does
it's the same
something,
thing. It's the same thing that we
We're not holding them as the poster child
no,
of your whole fucking culture.
But no
that's
matter who
so
it is,
what you
no
not going
to
do,
black, you know
let me go to Korea or Japan or China. Don't look at me like I'm Latto, my guy.
Right.
Nothing
right.
against Latto, but she doesn't represent me. She doesn't represent all black
that.
Women.
Think,
she doesn't represent my people.
But
I
right.
but unfortunately,
that's
what happens.
Ends up coming from
yes.
is like this old school idea that we have to present ourselves in a way mm-hmm. that the world can receive us. And so I think the Lattos, the Ice Spices, and Sexy Reds wouldn't be as heavily criticized if somebody like No Name had the same public notoriety as them, so you see balance. So we celebrated Lil' Kim when we were tired of listening to Lauren, and we were tired of listening to Kim, we could listen to Lauren. Like, you had balance.
Not tired.
I don't mean tired in terms of, like,
they
I'm
exist,
tired of this conscious
they coexisted.
Music. But I mean, like, I'm talking about we have more options.
No, I
got you. There's seasons where we have options.
Yeah.
So when I'm done thinking and listening to 444, I can go turn on some Dirt, and now I want to go to the gym. And, like, we have, and so I want women rappers to also have that. I want... The more like
diversity,
and
acceptance.
Yeah. And
that's what I'm getting from you, because I don't think a lot of people, are, especially like black male artists or not artists, audience is dragging the Little Durks. I think the people that love a Little Durk can love a Jay-Z, can love a Common. Their taste of music can be broad and people can understand it. I think as a woman in hip hop, as a personality in this culture, if I can say I love a Lauryn Hill or I love a No Name or I love a Rhapsody, it's blasphemy to say, but I also listen to Sexy Red.
Right.
We need also to listen to Ice Spice.
We need to be able to be all things. I just want to say this one thing real quick. They do criticize Dirk like crazy in the city. It's like.
You saying Chicago?
Yeah, and Chicago run
period.
Culture.
I think they,
you know what
they
we invented drill.
A lot. I think
in the culture?
Because a lot of people, well, I say Chicago is the culture. You know what I'm saying? I'm biased. But like, I feel like, you know, we invented drill. In New York, the biggest city ever. Y'all followed the drill wave. Same way like UK followed
we
the drill
love
wave.
Dirk.
And so, but we love Dirk. But I also feel like his music, when you know the names that he's saying
yeah.
and you know these stories.
Yeah. It perpetuated, you feel like street culture.
And so a lot of people talk about, like, they're naming people who have been murdered. Not just Dirk, I'm using him as a proxy and example. I'm not personally criticizing Dirk. I love him and his team, they're good people. But, like, you know, a lot of these.
Who's the one that passed away that I really love?
King Von.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
What a fucking
And they came
super
up with a documentary. You talk about criticism, then you bring it up King Von. He did a whole 4-hour YouTube documentary, Trap Lord Ross, about him being a serial killer. So,
That's. Stretch.
They alleged
right?
all of these people.
I'm looking at you, Chicago, to validate what I'm saying. I'm like, that's a stretch, right?
No,
I can't confirm or deny whether or not it's a stretch, but the point is the fact that on YouTube,
God, they're talking about it. I don't want to say I publicly love a serial killer, which I don't feel like that's the case, but I love King Von's music.
He was exceptionally talented, but he still can be attributed to like this proliferation of violence in our communities, just why like the over-sexualization of these sisters. So like it's a catch 22. We love the music, we love the culture. That shit turned me up. Like I feel at my like I need to hit it. I can't listen to just jazz all day. I listen to jazz too. But I'd be lying if I said that they weren't also criticized for what they contributed to some of the negative aspects of street culture. And these shorties, they keep up a lot of beef. They bring up somebody's name. These shorties who don't have the money or resources they have is like the only thing I can get my notoriety from is if I go avenge the person who they disrespected.
Yeah.
And then you got this ongoing war that's lasted for like, in this generation, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So the artist and the music isn't totally separated from that. So it is all in one thing. You know
I hear you. I personally think female rappers get a better rep. I do. I wouldn't
argue against that.
I don't think it's the same. I think because men are innately and look to be masculine and protectors and fighters and aggressive. So when you guys are confronted with violence, it's kind of expected when it comes to male rappers, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I think just for so many decades, we've gotten used to it. And maybe 10 years from now, we'll be like,
it's desensitized.
That's a good point. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Which is what I honestly, it's sad to say what I think is going to happen even with the sex, female sexy rap. Like, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be like, all right, this is just what females do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not going to be like, oh, she's trying to be too sexy. She's trying to be too, like, I think it's going to get to that, too. I think that once people see stuff enough, that's what makes things become normal.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to have some variations of a couple of things and diversity. And that's why I think it's important to have these conversations and to have lists like this to say that, you know, a Lady London who can easily tap into the
what's poppin', guys. It's JG here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Blowin' Smoke podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of the biggest names in your favorite industries, and all that brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Sexualization, if she wanted to, in music, and to capitalize on her beauty, right? Flo Milli as well, you know.
I think she does, though. I'm not gonna lie. I think
she does.
No, which one?
Sexy with it, I think.
Lady.
Flo Milli. I think she's definitely sexy with it. She has her moments, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I never see her bent over in a pleated skirt, ass out. That's all I mean. You know what I mean? Like that.
Her do the whole
I think
type of vibe.
I just wanted to be more diversity, and I feel like it is. I just want it to be accepted more in hip-hop. I hate when people like a Jermaine Dupri that would sit up here and say the pussy rap, and I'm like, it's more than just
like
that.
But they won't support like a T.I. or a WAC, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Or Rapsody or No Name, et cetera, et cetera. No, and then it's like, but when 93, which is my favorite era of music. Snoop Dogg is my favorite rapper to this day. Doggy Style is my favorite hip-hop album to this day. And it's a freaking girl bent over, peeping in a doghouse, assed out.
You know what I mean?
On all fours.
Had gang colors at the Super Bowl, Crip walking.
Like, you know what I mean?
But in all reality, he could never give us another one of those type of albums, let's be clear.
Not at all.
That's true.
But we still.
Consistency, though, irregardless of the quality, he's going to keep dropping. And keep making us relevant.
Right. So if we could love a Common and love a Snoop Dogg in the same breath, all I ask is for the hip hop audience in general is to look at female rap and say a Ice Spice can exist, a No Name can exist, a Rapsody can exist, a Sexy Red can exist. And when you go to anywhere in Asia, you don't have to worry about somebody judging you thinking that you are the Sexy Red representation of black women. That's bullshit. It's fucked up. I know that it happens, and I don't like it because I don't think that happens in the same breath when it comes to men, black men in particular. So when it comes to female rap, put way more respect on our name, be way more open-minded to us, and respect this culture way more and know that when it comes to black women, we're more than just being one dimensional. Because I can sit up here and listen to a Lauryn Hill, and I can respect what Ice Spice is doing.
So who's number three then?
And number three. Chicago's finest.
I knew it.
It better be.
I was going to say, let me see. You thought you knew it? Yeah, I thought.
Because that's why you asked me so. To my point.
We didn't know this list,
by the way. No Name Gypsy or just No Name? Okay. Yeah. All right, okay. Just making sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
You love her?
I love her.
I love her.
I think the first time I got introduced to her was on Chance the Rapper's album.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
First album.
Yes.
So I love that you. After saying everything you said, and those who aren't familiar, No Name is an MC, super dope lyricist. She did a record called Sundial.
That's her latest album.
It was cold. Comments featured on there, JLX on there. But she really is an anti-capitalist, socialist, feminist, well, womanist, maybe she might identify as. I don't know.
I like womanist better than feminist. I don't know what she identifies as.
What's the difference? I still don't know.
It's a whole, well, the feminist movement started by white women.
Yeah.
The womanist movement, you know, has a
and a feminist was kind of a, does a disservice to black women and black men. But the history would prove that. I don't want to go down a history, but to your point, people have twisted that word and called more womanist, which I feel like, in the grand scheme of things, I probably identify more as. As well.
Yeah.
Because Susan B. Anthony and the rest of them folks was not really for us.
That's a fact. So all that being said, you know, I was hoping after what you said about balance that one of the coldest albums of 2023 would be in the top five, and you did not disappoint, Jazzy.
Thank you, Domitipongo.
I feel bad.
It's hard.
I have to, because for you guys to be speaking on her, of course it had to be hard, but sorry, No Name. I love you, though.
So when you say sorry to No Name, you say you're not as familiar.
No, I didn't hear her new album.
Oh, okay.
But I like have heard her old stuff, like, so I love her. That's why I was like, No Name, because I know her as No Name Gypsy, like, so.
Right. Yeah. I think she dropped the Gypsy. Like,
oh, yeah. She dropped the Gypsy and now she's back.
So she has a new album called Sundial that's out right now. It's 11 tracks on there, which I love, because something about it going past 14 tracks, Lord, y'all be dragging it.
Not if the album is good. Don't let the song.
It could be good, but
there's no skips. We're gonna keep playing it.
It's gonna take me a year to fully enjoy it. That's all I'm gonna say. But 11 tracks, you got my attention. When you start dabbling to the 20s, child, cut me a fucking break. Yeah. So Sundial, 11 tracks came out in August of this year. One of the singles that I love so much. Did you hear the album?
Yeah.
Hold Me Down.
I listen to it a lot. I listen to the album.
I'm so mad. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I didn't hear this album.
It's okay.
Okay, I feel better because I didn't hear some other records y'all talking about. I didn't hear this year. So like
even when I was.
But speak to her artistry because you.
I wasn't thinking it was her. I saw the name, I was like, I didn't think it was her.
Okay.
Somebody new.
So Hold Me Down is one of the tracks that's my fave. Balloons with Jay Electronica. The thing about No Name is that. Because we're going back to that list. She's the Lauryn Hill, the Rap City representation on this list.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When it comes to just lyrical ability, y'all ain't fucking with No Name.
No.
When it comes to creativity and when it comes to just authenticity in involving the whole lyrical ability, No Name, that album...
It's top tier. And if we're talking about relevancy in the space that she inhabits, she has a program where she donates books. You know, it's a book sharing program. She donates books to incarcerated people, like all type of stuff. And so, like, she really, like you, authenticity, she's not just, I think that's the critique I give a lot of male rappers.
She's living, breathing it.
I think a lot of conscious male rappers are very still capitalistic in that, and which I'm woke, but I got a lot of capitalist things on too. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little... hypocrisy in my whole a contradiction
that's fine.
Rather,
she raps about whatever. The whole hypocrisy too with her own when she speaks about Coachella and one point being anti-Coachella but then she got on that fucking stage
and needed that check and she's grown as an artist with that because J. Cole was talking about No Name when he was talking about you know the Queen's tone and how she was saying okay what are we supposed to do educate us on these types of things and she responded to him on wax just like an MC should which is you know I'm like yeah less tweets more rap and she did that so I feel like she you know she has been looking at what does it mean to be you know, all of these things philosophically, but still have to move within the capitalist structure that this country is. Yeah. And it shines through on the record. So it's a dope listen. It's a dope listen.
Listen, y'all.
When, so randomly, right?
Okay.
Just want to bring this up. So, like, when I listen to, like, No Name or I listen to Tierra Whack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at them and I'm like, do you guys ever feel like you guys should just go mainstream?
No. What does go mainstream mean, though?
And that's what I was going to ask you guys. What is that for you?
So,
because I feel like they should be the forefront of what we're talking about, right?
I think they are.
I think the problem is
not
us.
Maybe not her.
In the streaming era, it's us. There are artists who are the biggest in the world that I never hear on radio. I never heard YB on radio, NBA Youngboy. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest artists of the youth generation, of this generation. Right. He's not on radio. So he hasn't changed his sound. He's still real Louisiana. Like he's... So it's on us, and I think that what we do as consumers, we chastise what we hate and we give it more energy. So people like, I can't stand Sexy Red. Sexy Red is on my timeline for people hating on her more than for people who love her.
Mm.
And so people say, we don't need to, and they only bring up Tierra Whack and Rhapsody as a contrast to these other people.
And
so
it's
what,
usually
what
only
happens?
Them too.
Now you're pitting people against each other.
Which is so weird.
Now you using Rhapsody as an antithesis to this other music. When she like, I be listening to that. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm not anti
Rhapsody,
that.
Bro.
I just happen to make my music like this. So I don't know what mainstream really means today because the internet and viral and, you know what I'm saying, the big block quote
maybe
things change
like,
what we
when
listen
I look
to.
At Tierra, right, no matter what nobody says, everything she do to me is cool.
Fire.
Always. She wavy as hell.
But she's never like, I would say, sought against or like, lusted after.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
She just dropped the whole film on Hulu.
I believe you. I'm just saying, I haven't like when in all reality, but then some parts of me be like, I want to see you look like a bad bitch and say what you say.
Oh, you feel that way?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like that's when I say mainstream. Like,
okay.
I wanna see Tierra Whack with a frontal on and we've seen it. Cause she be having red hair, she be doing her little thing. Mm-hmm. But I wanna see her in the that's image of what society says
but
a
then,
female rapper
but then
should
wouldn't
be.
That be inauthentic?
Yes,
because
would it if what, I'm just gonna
if
say,
that's not how she rock.
If her content was still the same, if the music was still exactly the same,
yes, it'd be inauthentic as fuck because that's not who she. That's not.
But I'm
who
not saying
she
has to twerk, and I'm not saying she has to wear a mini skirt like Ice but, Spice. But I just always wonder like if she. Did,
I would agree with you if her look wasn't so creative. Like if she was wearing hoodies and jeans. And was doing that, then I'd agree with you. But she is putting on ensembles. She's putting on, so she puts on colorful hair, colorful lenses.
No Name, to me, she doesn't.
Yeah, and No Name doesn't want that. And I think that
hold on now. I was just watching her in NPR.
Oh, okay.
And that dress was very up that ass. Know what I'm
saying?
I haven't seen it. I was
looking at it. No, seriously.
But
so here's what I would, if I could, go ahead. Yeah, but I always wonder that.
Real quick, the reason why I say no, she even has this thing where she was like, she has this line on the record with Balloons where she's like talking about trauma voyeurs. And she says, those casual white fans want to hear all of your trauma. Tell me about your brother that died. Tell me about this. And she was like, I can't tell the difference between genuineness and consumerism. Like, you're just consuming my shit.
Mm.
And so I feel like a part of her isn't really chasing consumerism.
No, she's
like,
definitely not.
She's just, you know, so she's still, yeah, everybody want to look good. Everybody want to be fly and shit. But like, I feel like if you start to change how you present to fit into a certain vibe, it's just inauthentic if I start reporting with a suit on and shit. You see, I did that. Either I just turned 50 or I gave up and said I want to go on CNN.
Great points
it.
Y'all making.
Because early in my career, I used to do that. I didn't think I could grow my hair. Like,
I guess,
all that shit.
Really? Yeah, I guess part of me just be curious sometimes, you know? Like
the curiosity is a motherfucker because
like,
I'm feeling why you're asking those questions.
Because
I get it. I get
when
it.
We're not like... Like, No Name's not ugly. Like, neither is Tierra.
Not at all.
Like,
no.
And in all reality, like, I want to see them be fly Lil' Kim bitches one time. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
may
if
not
they
be
did
that.
It, if they did it on, not raunchy, ratchet. I'm just
you
talking
be
about
that without...
aesthetically pleasing. Like, I want to wear what she's wearing. I want to have my hair like that. That's what I'd be waiting for from them. I feel like once I get that from them, then it will allow them to be that mainstream big person.
Let me tell y'all really quick.
Real quick, but who is talking to the kid who is just like them?
Exactly.
Who is talking to the bookworm?
You gotta speak to your audience. And here's oh my God, such a good point. I literally got goosebumps if y'all can look under this white sweatsuit. Because it reminds me of one of my favorite rappers who I always call my sixth woman in my top five is Da Brat. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the brat. Isn't it a great example? Yeah. I'm kind of eating this shit right now. Yeah. So anyway, though.
She's definitely.
I love the brat. The brat literally looks like me. Her body is crazy. Yes. Shout out myself. That came out of nowhere. Okay. No, meaning she has ass for days. No, right. She is so gorgeous. Beautiful and pretty just like hair. Super cool.
Coolest
but
brave.
Super talented. But at the end of the day, when she first came out, everybody tagged her to be the tomboy, the quote unquote dyke. Which I guess at the time wasn't so derogatory, but as we evolved, yes, because my parents sat me down and literally asked me at 15, was I a dyke? And at that time, I looked just like the brat because I wanted to be her so bad. I have 7 brothers, y'all, and 2 sisters.
Okay.
9 siblings, same mother, same father. I grew up in a predominantly male household. And when the brat hit the scene, I said, I see me.
This
is who I am. I get it. Okay, sister, that's a hairstylist. Do my hair with the colorful rubber bands. And brother, let me wear your Wrangler jeans. And let me wear your cross-color shirt and your damaged jacket. Oh, God, I feel like I'm saying my age. But you get what I mean? Like,
no, I get
resonated with her so much. And then when her second album came around and she started getting sexy, started wearing bikinis on the beach with Tyrese.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Started showing that. Go ahead, producer. You off the mic, but what is it called?
What do you like?
What do you like? What
a
whole lot of.
Wait, I don't think I remember that.
See what I mean? It's okay. It's okay, little sis.
The brat was sexy for a random summer now.
She flipped.
I gotta check that. I think I missed that.
So she flipped it. So a lot of artists, unfortunately, female artists, deal with that pressure to conform and be sexy for that mainstream look. And to me, the brat, shout out to Chicago, has never bounced back from making that transition. Because now you look at her now, years later, she's still looking like how she initially came out with Funkified, and now she's out as it. She's openly a lesbian, and she talks openly about how that was hard for her. She couldn't do that in the 90s. So I can't, in today's time, tell a woman to try to conform and or try to tap into that audience for any other reason other than that's what you really want to do, because you're going to lose not only your audience, but you're going to lose yourself. And it's going to be years that go by, we don't hear from you, and we will only talk about you being the first female rapper to ever go platinum solo, female artist.
No, that's a fact. But I always just question myself. It's like on both ends. It's like, I wonder if No Name did it, would we be able, like, would she be the Nicki Minaj of that? You understand what I'm saying? Because I believe that she had that power. You know what
I don't
saying?
Think she has that power
but
to be that.
But sometimes it's about your reach.
Yeah.
So you're right. Sometimes people won't look at you unless you look good. They won't listen to you unless you look good.
Mm-hmm. And I
just always wonder, like, hey, if you did it for one project or one song, it don't even got to be a whole project. Yeah. What would be
but
that?
See,
and that's for every artist that
I think,
on. Like.
I think they appeal to you. And I think that, you know, your aesthetic is probably the dominant aesthetic in the culture. So it's going to be a larger, you know, larger audience for that. But, you know, if she switches up, that bookworm that believed in her and felt represented, you know, Little Jazzy, who felt represented by the tomboy version of Little Brat.
Well, why
the rat,
would she feel left
wonders,
out? If,
you know, what wonders if something's wrong with me. I remember I was listening to
I literally thought something was wrong with me.
Right? It's like, should I change
I
too if this person who I look up to is successful, went platinum as a tomboy, and now changed? Damn, is something wrong with, you know what I mean? Like, so it's.
But I just feel like sometimes they put themselves in this box where it's like, when I look at Tiara, Tiara's a beautiful black woman. Like, she's so cool to me, but sometimes I feel like she don't even resonate in her coolness. You understand what I'm saying? Like that
within
confidence
herself?
Of that. Yeah, like, yes, you. Yeah, she might do it in a video.
I disagree.
But, like, I don't feel like I get that presence on the internet. I don't feel like I get that presence when
she
I'm around her. Like,
I'll be
paying attention.
Oh, yeah, you
but I'm saying, like, as a whole, like, I want other people to get that. Like, as a fan, I get it. Like, I see it. Like, I love Phantom of the Opera. I love, like, Alice in Wonderland. When she did those type of videos, like, to me, that just grabs my soul.
I'm going to tell you why I'm thinking about it like this. I'm going to be honest. To be transparent, I feel like I deal with that on the journalism aspect. The same thing that rappers go through. Because I know when I'm doing an interview And if I chose to say F ethics, this could go viral. Or if I chose to make this human being I'm talking to uncomfortable, I could ask a question that I know will go crazy. But what's the balance between integrity and popularity? What are we really doing this for? Who are we really talking to? And so I feel like rappers go through the same thing where it's like everybody thing ain't always virility, and it takes a little longer to get, or you got to be twice as good to get to a Lauren level. You got to be exceptionally good, and you got to do it exceptionally well for a longer time. But what if you sell out and you it don't resonate? Now you suck and you're not yourself. So at least if I'm a win or lose, let me win as myself.
I just be saying, like, for me, on a fan side, like, I would just want to see one video.
I know what you mean,
you know, it's not even just, like, I just want to see you in another light.
In another light and be like, what does that look like?
Like, what does that look like?
That's true. That's true.
Because I feel like that's obsolete.
Yeah.
Like, even when you come to Nicki, like I love Nicki Minaj. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. But if Nicki would have never did a pop record, to me, Nicki would have been a different person.
Nicki came out pop.
No, she came out mixtape.
You be yelling boom boom when you really poom poom like,
I was going to pick like, Friday. I wasn't going to like beat me up, Scotty.
To mixtape Nicki.
Yeah. Oh, we going. I mean, yeah. First of all,
morning. She was on straight.
Oh, come on, the come up DVD. Shout out to Fendi.
We talking about old Nicki. You know, if she would have, like, I would have loved to see her
Snoop rapping
is without going that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't listen to that shit.
Because I feel on some level, I feel the same way about Doja Cat.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I'm probably jumping ahead, but I think Doja Cat is number one on my list for 2023.
Always.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wrapped her ass off on that project. But she got to doing weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Shaving off her eyebrows, all this different stuff. It made her feel alive. It made her viral.
All types of weird stuff.
All type of weird stuff. And I love bad bitch Doja. I did an interview with Doja during that time period. She was flirting. She was all... like,
yeah, it was just like a whole person. Like, I seen her behind the scenes. I'm like, Doja, that's you.
You know, it was real. I can't even see her flirting with an interviewer today because it doesn't fit the ethos. It's like, really, I don't care.
She had interviewed with you in recent times.
She ain't talked to me in a minute.
Maybe it was just you.
I'm still the same me. You know?
How was she flirting? Give me a little bit of that. Play it back for me. What was she giving you?
No. We was just
I'm you. You Doja. What was she giving?
It was, she, I bet. Hold on. We don't, this is the part where you roll the clip.
I want you to reenact.
So now
you're not gonna reenact.
Okay, let me remember what it was. I said, you know, we're talking about her single.
Okay, what single was this at the time?
Voice Got Soft.
I know, because I'm trying to get into the.
What single was it at the time?
I wasn't there, but I'm still trying to get into the mood.
It was 2020.
Ooh, during the pandemic revolution.
And she said, I don't know when I'm gonna drop the album. And you know what girls get to playing with their hair? She was like, I don't know when I would drop the album. I was like, you said. There we go. So I was like, you should just tell me what the album is right now.
It sounded like you was flirting back.
Oh, I definitely. It was for content, though. You know what I'm saying,
so
baby?
She was
it was content. It's content, baby. Mm-hmm.
Doja was sliding his DMs after, because, you know, Doja, like, she be a fan of some of the people that she work with.
She don't like black men. But, like, it
why
was.
You
she don't want nothing to do with me. But, no, it's content, though. The reason,
I
bring it up is who she was at that time.
Yeah.
That whole thing fit into. Because, you know, what artists do rollout was the whole. So she was being the character. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll still have an interview the same way, just maybe only her look changed.
Okay.
But I feel like when artists go into that world, it's a whole persona. Mm-hmm. It's a whole character.
Okay.
And I don't think, you know what I'm saying, in this era of mainstream, she even says anti my super fans, y'all are weird.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
she would play into
No Name
us.
Does that too, just to keep it on
she
her.
Does too. She does.
Because she, unfortunately, whatever. A lot of her fan base are white people.
Yep.
So she was trying to denounce that and say just a lot of things on her album because she's very controversial. So she was like, if y'all don't like what I'm saying, then cool, because I don't even want a huge white fan base. If I could go back to her really quick, she does talk a lot about politics on this album. She does go in on Obama. Mm-hmm. She goes in on Jay-Z. I even think she takes a dig at Beyonce. She takes a dig at herself, too. Yeah. We talked about it with Coachella, with her saying, you know, you just have some artists similar to a J. Cole, I'll say, or, you know, just where it's like, you know, I'm all about the artistry. You know, I don't care about mainstream.
Yes.
I just want to be about, you know, the music. If you don't like me, fuck it. I'll very Andre 3000. I'll make a flute album. You know what I mean?
Right,
I ain't got
a rap.
She speaks to colorism as well on a couple of songs. Mm-hmm.
again, on this list, I know a lot of you may not know who she is, but she does represent the Lauryn Hills, the Rhapsody, the Tierra Wax of the world, mm-hmm. that to me doesn't over sexualize themselves, and we're not knocking the ones that do. But if we could just speak to the lyricism, and we could just speak to the artistry, and if we could just speak to just how dope she is and authentic, because remember, authenticity is my added addition onto the list. I think No Name should be in the top three.
I'm with you. I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree.
You ready for my number two?
Who's your number two? I'm real. This is when it gets scary.
Oh,
I think I know who they are.
It's only two
more
people.
Listen, right.
If Doja Cat is my number one, that means number two is between
Nikki
two
and
people.
Doja, right?
Well, I was going to say number two is either Nicki, Doja, or will Cardi go in there, even though she didn't drop this year?
Who you got for your top two? You said, who's you got for your number one? You got Doja too?
Doja, yeah. Doja's probably my number one.
Mm-hmm. Doja Cat is my number two.
Oh, Doja Cat's your number two.
Uh-huh.
With that raw ass
album.
Number
one.
Which you can't argue with Nicki being number one. Doja showed that. I remember Remy Ma said, you know, I don't think of a rapper when I think about Doja. She thought of a pop artist, which I get why she said it.
I never got why she said that.
I get why she said it.
Remy
if she
Ma
hasn't
was
been
also the
attention.
One that said she doesn't get why Foxy Brown is mentioned.
Really?
As some of the greatest rappers I've seen.
Oh, I did.
Maybe
know.
Her.
I'm not
somebody
gonna lie.
Say that. And I was like,
and I will
child,
say this,
what?
I won't lie.
But Doja Cat to me is a rapper. And to your point, when Remy Ma did say that about Doja, and I probably a couple of other people, I won't just put it all on Remy, she made it her point to say, y'all gonna quit playing with me. And me as a female rapper in this game, mm-hmm. I'm gonna put out a rap album. And I think Scarlet is one of the best rap albums out
male
today.
Female.
That male of, like, her popularity, beauty, all that, yes, is given. But that girl, when she came out with Paint the Town Red, when she started walking through them streets and just giving you straight bars, like she's a female Kendrick Lamar, quit playing with her.
What I recognize.
Wait, is she on the list?
She's number two.
Scarlet?
No,
oh, no,
Scarlet. I'm sorry,
Scarlet
is the name of the album. It's not
oh,
like
I'm
I said Scarlet.
Okay, okay. Scarlet.
No, but shout out to Scarlet.
Shout out to Scarlet.
You ain't on my list.
No, no, okay.
But right. But Scarlet is the album. She has 17 tracks on there, and it came out September of this year. And I think she's deserving, as we all agree, obviously to be top tier attender on here. May not be number one, but she's number two on here.
Okay.
And I think it's because she made it her business to say, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hear me roar.
She did her shit. You put it the best way possible.
Do you think
I mean,
she had to make it her business?
Yeah,
absolutely.
She, I feel like
I
she
was,
raps about
shitting
it
on her.
In the project.
Bitch been selling out arenas for mad long. Like, she didn't need the black popular
that's
vote.
True.
But Remy, to your point, what Remy said, they tried to paint her with the pop artist paintbrush.
When
it's
she
okay,
damn near rap better than a lot of the women that be criticizing her. Damn
but
near.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Ooh,
like, to
you,
me.
You chose violence.
I'll let you go.
Damn near. No, that's it. That's all I got to say. Damn near.
No, what did you say again?
Well, she fuses artistry and lyricism, like we talked about earlier. She is an artist, and she's artistic. You see, and hands down, she's an artist. And she melodies, even on this rappity rap album, you hear the melodies. You hear the animatedness of her voice, the way she plays with her voice, all those different things. Like she's an artist, and she thick as hell still. I don't care how weird she is, man.
I love
and
having a man on this show.
White people on the low, so yeah. I don't care what nobody say.
And she
do
what you said. She's doing the version of she went, you know, had the bad bitch aesthetic. Now she's on her rock star rebellion, you know, weirdo vibe, which is probably more closer to who she is. But we might see her go through more phases throughout her career. And I get what you're saying in that aspect. It's like, you know, as long as an artist feel free to be every authentic version of themselves,
will accept it.
They will accept it.
So, like, even
it.
Like when you, like, prime example, LaBianca wrote Woman. I don't know if you know who LaBianca is.
No,
but
I'm sleep.
She has the song, People, but I want to sing the words. I've been drinking all alcohol for the past 5 years.
Oh, I do know this record.
All right, so if you really go back and you tap into it, she's an African artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Also wrote the Woman song, and then when you see
Let Me Be Your Woman.
Nice.
When you see Tiana and you see the, you know, it's almost like if the person wrote it and they released it, you know, it wouldn't be that big, and then you actually see that
mm-hmm.
be on that level
mm-hmm.
because Doja Cat has that name, and then she was able to bring Teyana Taylor.
Right.
Like, to me, those are the, like, when I see Doja put those things together, those are the type of moments I would love to see a no-name gypsy or a tiara. Those are
moments you're talking about when it comes.
Because I feel like in those moments, they would shine.
Almost like Cole. I feel like Cole has gone through that same maturation. Like, how can he, when he did the song with Young Thug, when he did he talked about this on a podcast with Lil Yachty, how do I figure out a way to be a part of this frequency without losing myself?
Correct.
You know?
And so, to me, that's what stands the test of time of, like, a true, authentic artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like, even if, like, let's say back in the days, like, it would have been fire to hear, like, Lauryn Hill and Lil' Kim on a record.
Yeah,
it would have. All that would have been so fire.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we have this space where it's like we have to fight for this, or you have to fight for this.
True.
Why not be able to bring? And that's why, like, I feel like so many people respect Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because she's literally able to bridge the gap. Like, nothing's too slow, nothing's too stupid, nothing's too, you know, out of this country or out of this culture to all be included for everybody to understand. You know. True. So that's my thing, like. I love Doja because she's not afraid to do that. Like, I'm a white girl and I'm a black girl and I'm both. And I did the back in the days, the little white kid shit on the blogs, you know, talking my little random shit. But now I'm back in here with my culture. And I done fucked with a French Montana and I'll fuck around and fuck with the nigga from fucking Stranger Things. But bitch, that's me. You know what I'm saying? And to me,
she's living
so
and she's learning. I'm
fearless
hoping.
About that. To me, it's something so fearless about that. So now, when I tap in, like when I listen to Doja, I don't see Doja.
What do you see?
I don't see no one. I listen to her.
You see her music.
I just see the music. I literally and Gora Hills when it comes together. I don't see Doja.
Fire. That's what fire. You want. That's what you want.
Like,
what you
want and that's what you want. I feel like as an artist to have that. Like, nobody cares if Doja come on. There's a song for everybody. We can have a booty twerking song, you know, session of Doja. We can have a kumbaya session of Doja, you know. Yeah. And I think that's what everybody wants from their top artists. Like, to me, that's what makes you stand in that reign supreme. Like, nobody want to hear the same thing all the time. Yeah. And low-key, I mean, I think I know who number one is. When we get to that, to well, me, me I think that was what was wrong with the album, you know, this year. Yeah. It's like we heard it already.
What, Pink Friday too?
So let's get right into it. Thank you guys for y'all amazing. No, I just want to get everybody in the room that's in this motherfucker. Just clap up.
All the women in the room. Yes.
All the women and men.
I can't clap for y'all. Can I clap for y'all?
I was saying.
For the women in the room. Can I?
And the strong.
Keep it clapping, you guys. Keep
Let me
it clapping.
Clap for y'all for the women.
But
then
I want y'all to clap. There are four women in the room, so clap it up for us.
I want to just give it up to my prestige guest. Yes. My amazing guest, because I feel like y'all gave some great point of views. I feel like you guys are well versed in this culture alone. It's not even just female rap. Mm-hmm. And separate from what I'm talking about today, what y'all do outside of it, y'all just amazing at it.
Thank you.
Right? Thank you. And lending y'all talents to me today for this podcast has been so dope that I'm so thankful. And great points. I think the people that's watching this, regardless if you agree or disagree, I think they will respect your point of view. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to have today. People on this couch to give their personal point of view, but also give it from a perspective of where it's like, I could talk about this shit. Regardless if you like it or not, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And y'all both lended that, so I appreciate y'all so much. Absolutely. For that, absolutely.
Thank you for this platform and for what you do for the culture and for seeing us. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you do the work we do, especially as a manager, mm-hmm. it's easy to not feel seen. So when other respected voices in media, you know what I'm saying, see and acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, what people are doing is very important. So thank you for having us.
Thank you. And just as a black man in this culture that loves hip-hop, I appreciate you for tapping into the female aspect.
I mean, ain't
of
shit,
babe.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I was like, thank you
for loving us. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for loving a woman, you know?
Man, thank you for loving us.
That's the bar is down here. That's just, that's
because
what
we you got people
do,
like B-Dot that I swear for Lord. It's so funny. That's my friend. One of my favorite people in the world. But when I tell you, when he saw you was on my show,
they be feeling pressure, you know? Child. He was like, yo.
I said,
I've known
show.
You since 2007.
And when I started this podcast, as you say, in 2017, oh, honey, I've asked you to be on this show multiple times.
But I said it earlier, he is a self-proclaimed misogynist as a running joke between us.
That's a joke.
A running joke between us. Yes. But, oh, he does miss the mark a lot. He does. He does. But I know that he does. But I know that he is a fan of female rap. And I know that he just sometimes, you know, whatever the case may be. But I would love to have him on the show. And he wants to come on the show now. I think thanks to people like Doma T being on the show.
Yeah, right.
And other male people like Joe Budden has been on my show before. You know, so I love it when people like you and a Joe Budden and a Daytwan Thomas and Carlos King that I know that is well-versed when it comes to female rap to speak to it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we have enough people at y'all degree, at y'all level of knowledge to come on here and just speak to it. So I appreciate that so much.
Man, thank you, man. But go ahead.
Oh, because I don't want to take up too much of y'all time. So we got to get to number one. I know y'all already know who it is.
My bad. That was just me changing the subject. You know, you're giving me too much praise. Make me, you know.
You got to sit in that. And Zayna, you already know, like we said it earlier, you opened up this podcast. You was my first guest.
That's so beautiful.
So I love this full circle moment. And you, my girl, I love your passion. Mm-hmm. Keep that and don't let nobody take that shit from you. Talk your shit and talk it on that motherfucking hill and die on that bitch. Because who going to die on it with you? Me. You not going to die. You ain't going to die on that you ain't going to die on that bitch alone. Because I don't play about my Zayna Ray.
And I don't play about my Jesse.
Period. Number one is the one and only Nicki Minaj.
Why? Please, Nicki, if I ever interview you, don't eat me up. But why?
So it's funny how y'all said Doja Cat should be number one, because I went back and forth with that myself. Yeah. I did. I really did. Because Doja didn't play with y'all. She wanted to denounce this whole, oh, she's not a rapper, she's more of a pop artist. But when that girl released this album, she told y'all to shut the fuck up. Now, Nicki Minaj, she did enter this year with her full-fledged album, Pink Friday 2, 24 songs. And I just feel like Nicki Minaj's pen game is unmatched. I feel like she's very strategic and very calculated when it comes to her bars. And I remember this whole year, I was anticipating her album. I was the most excited to hear from her. Because, again, it was called Pink Friday 2, although I don't think it should have been called that. Because I don't think it's a sequel.
It didn't.
I think it stands alone as something else.
Mm-hmm. Jazz, real quick, Jackson. Because I know, and don't lose your train of thought.
Okay.
Pretty soon I have to retire.
Okay.
And this is the perfect time because I'm very scared of the Barbs. Ooh, so this is a good time for me to exit the conversation. I didn't like that.
You didn't like the album?
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
Okay, elaborate. What you didn't like about it?
It was, sometimes you listen to an album that's a double disc, that's 24 records, and you're like, I see why it's 24. Every single one of these songs was necessary, and there's probably a pain in the studio to whittle this down. With Pink Friday 2, I don't know that there weren't a couple of records that could have been taken off the album. I think it could have been condensed. I think she could have taken the best of the best mm-hmm. and put it on there. And I think when you go to a song like the one with Cole, with a Cole feature, I felt like seeing these two lyricists, maybe it's just my messed up expectations, but seeing these two elite MCs on a record together, that's not what I would have thought that they would have produced together.
Not my favorite track.
It was a hit. You know what I'm saying? It was going after a hit or a pop sound. But yeah, y'all rap too good, and y'all both. You know, J. Cole spent some time in Queens. I feel like that's his adopted, you know what I'm saying? Second life hometown.
I met him in Queens.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to B-Dot and Hall of Fame Records, Record Store.
Exactly.
They air it every year. Every year they post that, and that's me selling J. Cole the Blueprint 3 that he's featured on in Queens at the Coliseum on Jamaica Ave.
Come on now.
Shout out to Southside. We outside. But go ahead.
So we talk about that deep Queens history. Mm-hmm. J. Cole has a rich history in Queens. And so when you see him do a record with Nicki for the first time, there's something that you kind of expect. Like, he could have done with Nicki the same thing he did with Drake on the five pack that got added to Drake's last project.
So fire.
For All the Dogs. And I'm like, they're that level. And so since she's so elite and you know, seeing where female rap is right now and her being the queen of it, of this era, I expected more of that energy on this project. She got 50 on it. I love the record with 50. She got a lot of records that I like, but I didn't feel myself running back to play this album again. Back.
So you don't like the album?
I don't like the album.
If you could pinpoint the three things that is lacking, what would it be?
Cohesion.
So that means it didn't come together. The whole album, you felt like it didn't just flow together.
It didn't flow together. But cohesion, I feel like some of the records, like I like the record with Tasha Cobb very much because you know how much, you know, Nicki has been through so much. So
she shouldn't be on that. I hate
going through the spiritual. So there were songs
I love Tasha Cobb's on that song. I don't care for.
Something about the
songwriting. Tasha Cobb should open it up. That's what it is.
Something didn't click. Something about the songwriting. Something about the production. Yeah. I feel like there were elements where some of the production felt to me a little uninspired. By that I mean like you know, for Nicki to come out with this and she's been touting it as a masterpiece. Her rollout is always phenomenal. Who she is as a brand is phenomenal, and her pen game is phenomenal on this album. So it's not missing any of that. But as far as like production, I feel like it's missing cohesion as the records go together. Okay. I feel like some of the features were misplaced or misused. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has some major features with a gospel legend like Tasha Cobb and like the Cole feature that I mentioned, where I feel like there could have been some
bigger moments.
And I feel like some of the production, I don't want to use the word dated, but I felt like, you know, when you hear Nicki on, you know, whether it's Monster or Super Bay, all these records, you felt like producers were in that studio tweaking and getting it done, mixing, like really creating.
That's where the cohesion comes in at. I get what you
said. Some of the records felt a little phoned in.
Yeah, they needed that additional production. Yeah,
exactly. Not from her pen, but from the other elements. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave before like somebody throws a Molotov cocktail.
So in the top 10, where would you have put her on this list?
I feel like you got to put her at, I would have put Doja Cat at 1 for 2023, and I would have put Nicki at 2.
I definitely fluctuated when it came to the both of them.
Yeah, it's always scary, though, man. You know, she hosted the VMAs, you know what I'm saying, this year. I was hosting the pre-show. I am not speaking on the capacity of my role at MTV or Paramount Networks, speaking as Doma T and Doma T Pongo alone.
Yes.
All smoke should come at me and not the Jazzy Woman in Hip Hop podcast.
No, but let's... let's clap it up for Doma T. Pop.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this platform and this conversation.
All right. The crazy thing is, I feel like people are going to drag me because I thought about making Doja first. But maybe, I don't think I'm biased because I'm not a Barb. Y'all know I ain't a Barb. Barb's been coming for me, child. They've been coming for me since I worked at Shade 45 at one point. So, I gave it to Nicki. I'm going to elaborate more as to why I gave it to Nicki. Doma T gave his perfect reasoning as to why she shouldn't be number one from his perspective. Why do you think she shouldn't be number one?
So I will say this, like, it sucks when, like, an artist, I always feel like when you wait till fourth quarter and you've been putting out music all year, it kind of feels like, all right, we heard it already. You know? So for me, like, I didn't skip anything per se on the album simply because I heard it and I wanted to hear it. Like, I listen to albums. I want to hear it flow, you
right,
know?
And it's
but a lot of stuff is like, I already heard it. And honestly,
Ruby the Sleaze,
yeah, like everything, all the big songs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it was like, all right, Everybody was probably the only one that really like stood out to me. Like, yeah, I love this song. I want to hear this song over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But to say that I actually wanted to sit down and listen to the entire album from start to finish, like, I didn't get that.
You didn't get that you wanted it anymore?
Again, like, no. I haven't listened. I'm not even going to lie to you. I haven't listened to it again. Since my first three times dissecting it, I haven't, like, just, you know, on some timing, I haven't listened to it again. Like, to say I'm going to listen to the whole album, no. Everybody? Yes. The song? Played it.
Oh, top three tracks. What are your top three tracks on the album? If you want to do top five, what are your top three?
Everybody, five? Ruby the Sleaze. I even still like Barbie.
Yeah, I mean, Barbie Dangerous?
Is Barbie on it? Barbie Dangerous, yeah.
Barbie Dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
The remix of the whole Bone and Biggie,
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
So, like, but my thing with Nicki is not even that, like, it's sad to say this, but Nicki is so big of an artist. She has created a sound, and sometimes it's like, I don't want to hear it anymore. That's really what it boils down to. Like, the album was, there was nothing bad about the album. It was a Nicki Minaj album. It was a Nicki Minaj masterpiece. But it's like, now when I listen to somebody like Doja, and like, Doja doesn't have one sound. Like, low key, I feel like at this point, Nicki has a pop sound. She has a, when she on her shit sound, she she back in queen sound. And then we have like an in between in the middle. Like,
but that's not one sound then.
No, I'm just saying it's Nicki's sound though. It's her specific sound. But it's still, so like, let's say if we're gonna hear sounds. Nicki on a gospel sound a song, we're gonna hear her like this on every.
Now
gospel
you just
named
four different sounds.
But I'm just saying, like, when you when she taps,
you're
into
saying you're familiar with each sound.
Correct. Gotcha. That's what it is. But like for somebody,
but are you
like
familiar
Doja,
with each sound because she's been in the game for 10 plus years?
Yeah. So is that a I'm bad waiting. Thing? So it's not a bad thing, okay. But it also like it kind of like plays on to the fact that like. Every artist, in any artist I work with, I want to collab. Like, to me, collaborating with the best producers, the best writers, the best just tastemakers of the game is what takes you to that level. You know what I'm saying? To maintain, like, prime example with a Drake. Like, okay. Drake is going to make sure, he might have, what's the guy from London? C Central. He'll come out and do a little freestyle with C Central.
Shout out to my camera
on
girl
on C Central's
Azaray.
Wave, but still sounding like Drake. You okay. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, like, I think she attempted to do that with the song with Ice Spice, but it's like, we don't hear Nicki sound like Ice Spice. You know what I'm saying?
When it comes to Barbie World?
Yeah. It's okay. Like, but what do you, like, we want to hear Nicki sound like something. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, let's just say, prime example, like a WAP, even though that's her op. I would okay. love to hear Nicki on a song like WAP. Because we ain't hear Nicki on no song like
when
that.
When you say WAP, you're not talking about the
Wet Ass Pussy Cardi song with
yeah. No. I mean, you're not, when you say WAP, you're not talking about the dynamic of the track, right? Like the substance of the track, like quote unquote
matter.
Pussy
like,
rap.
I'm just it doesn't matter. I'm just
I feel like Nicki
sound,
shows up
like something different, something that doesn't sound like Nicki. Like let's say if we heard Nicki on Agoura Hills. I want to hear Nicki on a different type of song, just a different sound. Like,
so you don't think what she did a whole lot of that was a different sound for her? So you don't think
that's
what
a
she
feature though? I mean, so it's kind of different. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for her, like coming out with a song.
Oh, you mean for her to create
her.
A song and bring somebody else on and flip?
Yeah, like I want to feel that, like something just new, like because to me, like I said, like I
you didn't
I'm
think
not...
Barbie Dangerous was that?
Hmm.
No,
because it's a flip. It's a play on another song that was technically already out.
Okay.
But, like, I want to hear her have a new sound. Like, just a completely different new sound. Like, I ain't never heard no shit like this before. And that's, to me, what I feel like when I listen to Doja. Every record, when you go through it, it's like, I never heard a song like Gorgeous.
But you don't think that's a bad assessment only because Doja is still considerably new? She's new.
How many songs, how many albums Doja got out right now? Three?
I want to say about two or three.
Two or three.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I haven't listened to all of them in their entirety like the way I did to the last one.
That's a fact.
But I'm going to tell you this. The first album ain't nothing like this one.
You know that.
Second one ain't nothing like that. Like every time it's like you catch her in whatever space or energy she's in and we catch it. And not to say that Nicki's not
okay.
that, but most of the time
now
Nicki's in Barbie
saying.
Mode, queendom. Let's how we gonna take this to a next level of Barbie mode queendom. Like we ain't gonna see Nicki turn around and be a snake, a Barbie snake. You understand what I'm saying? Like it's not gonna be, it's always gonna be on brand, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I just feel like now when it comes to like, damn, I wanna listen to a different type of vibe. Like, can I get that out of Nicki? Can I get like a Thames vibe out of Nicki? Can I get a can I get a, like a just something different. I'm waiting for that. And not saying that she can't, but I think that that's what kind of holds her back when it comes to this whole collaboration thing is because she's not spending time with other people and artists that are different. So that influence doesn't come in. But we do get that true, authentic rap essence. We do get them pen. We do get them bars. But it's like, damn, Zanna. I mean, it's damn, Zanna. It's like, damn, Nicki. Like, yo, I want to hear just something new. Like, you are the creator of this shit. So I love that when she's saying now, like, I'm influenced by other people. But, like, I mean, granted, she beef with Lotto, but I don't care what nobody say. Like, hearing Nicki on Put It On The Floor would have been everything.
True.
Would have been everything.
True.
And she could have literally even got on a song and sung Lotto, and Lotto would have still put it out. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, like, do her own version
of
without, like, her.
Yeah, like,
or even got on it and dissed her. Like, you gotta understand how big Nicki is. You know what I'm saying? She can do these things.
Yeah.
But instead, she'll just chop these bitches down. It's like, yeah. And so I feel like we always miss out as fans from getting that other side of her. You know, like even when Motorsport was dope because it was something different. It wasn't something so that underrated. Nicki would have been on. You know what I'm saying? It was
one of my favorite Nicki verses.
Even something like Monster. Like, to me, when you think about that, that's a Kanye type vibe. But I want to hear that newfound sound. Like, I want Nicki to create that next new sound. I think that that's what I was waiting on. So I didn't skip it. I listened through it out of respect because of who she is and how long she's been in the game. I'm not going to play with her like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But to say that I went back, that like, I'm going to my car right now, I'm not going to put it on. I'm probably still listening to Friday. I ain't even going to lie to you.
The original.
No, I'm just talking about Friday singing, the artist Friday. Like,
oh, my bad.
Shout out to Friday. But that's what I'm listening to.
Shout out to you.
No, not the first Pink Friday.
Not even
but
familiar.
But what I would say, when I heard those albums back then, it was like, there was nobody like that.
Yeah.
Even though it was a Barbie, she had played on, like, on a whole different level. You know, she was Barbie robot. She was Barbie. Like, but now it's like.
I'm going to say this, and I said it earlier. It should not have been called Pink Friday 2. Because Pink Friday was just different. That shit hit different.
And then on top of that, we have to talk about the rollout. Can we please talk about the rollout?
Go off.
Yeah. What happened?
To the rollout? Meaning the promotion? Because
it was given, Queen got mad, didn't like the album, went back to work on the album. So all of the points where she was supposed to be at to let us know that the album was out, we didn't get it. And then 2 weeks later, we got Funny Marco and all the other, and Kosnat and all these other people that she decided she wanted to do stuff with.
An amazing interview.
You know, me too. I thought it was
I honestly love this era of Nicki. Because I look at her as my contemporary because we're similar in age. So
Hey, Jazzy. Are you sure, Jazzy?
I said similar.
She lying.
Don't let me elaborate too much, child. No. Okay, so...
Barbs, please don't beat me up.
No, whatever.
Disclaimer.
No, this is great. This is great. I love this dialogue. Mm-hmm. I love this dialogue. I feel like I agree with half of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Again, if I could go back to her album being called Pink Friday 2, I don't think it should have been called Pink Friday 2 because it leaves this expectation.
So it's not Gag City?
No, baby.
So what's Gag City? I'm confused.
Just the world that they're living in. We're in the world.
The world you're that
in
the
a,
album
you're in a woman
in
hip hop world. But I'm Jazzy Bell.
Okay.
Right? So you.
So it's not Gag City Pink Friday to me. It's just.
Gag City is the world. It's the universe that you're living in. Like 50 Cent with Power Nicki,
Now you got me confused. Now you got me even more
See,
confused.
And that's probably why your critique is structured the way that it is. And that's fine because I think you made some great points. So, no, it's not called Gag City. It is called Pink Friday 2. And when you think of Pink Friday, the original, it was such a classic. And it cut exactly what you was talking about. It gave a different sound. You had Roman on there. You had the Barbie on there. You had the pop, you know, super bass on there. Like, you had just so... Nicki was... She broke the mold.
Yeah, she broke the mold.
So, when you think about breaking the mold, you're like, oh, bitch, you giving us round two of breaking the mold? I don't know what to expect here. And if when you say sequel, so you're thinking of an extension mm-hmm. of Pink Friday, the original, and it wasn't quite that. Because I miss Roman. But I saw her in a recent interview where she says she doesn't like Roman. Like, she doesn't like playing that anymore. She's done with that in a sense. Although she said Roman is in Gag City, but her fans want that more than she does. That's mm-hmm. what I was saying. She doesn't necessarily want to do Roman anymore. And Roman, to me, was one of those personalities of hers that really stood out. That's why we have Monster. Mm-hmm. To this day is her best verse of all time, mm-hmm. just like Lil' Kim with Quiet Storm. Mm-hmm. So people are looking for Roman, honey. And if you're listening, Nicki, please bring him out. Even for a verse, like, we need him. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing. And I think that's speaking to what you were talking about. I think when it comes to just, like, give us something different or give us an extension of what this album is supposed to represent. However, when it comes to albums, Nicki has never dropped a whack album.
I agree.
She's never dropped a whack album. Queen, to me, is one of my favorite albums of hers. Pink Print is just one of those albums where when people speak to vulnerability and her not having any growth and evolution, I think y'all not really listening to her. Y'all only hearing her when she say, these bitches are my sons, so y'all make it seem like that's all that she's about. I think Nicki has growth. I think Nicki has shown vulnerability. I think she showed it prior to this album. But if we're going to speak to this album, I think she showed it off rip when it comes to the first track that I don't listen to. I will say, I skip that first and go from the second track and beyond, because the first album to me is a love letter to her son. Baby girl is a mother. Mm-hmm. So she's speaking to being a mother. That's something that, as a woman, it's a big deal, right? So that's what that track represents. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay, even if I don't listen to it. Of course. Because it's geared towards Papa Bear. And it's beautiful for him. Now, we're going to go into Barbie Dangerous. I think when we talk about Barbie Dreams and what she gave to that remix when it comes to, like, paying homage to Biggie, mm-hmm. I felt like she put that on Queen, not as a joke, but as something light. She didn't put that much emphasis on it, but the world gravitated to it. I feel like Barbie Dangerous, to me, is like, okay, y'all love Barbie Dreams. Let me show y'all when I really, like...
But, and then that's the other thing. Like, the sad part about Nicki is that at this point, her pen game's so good, like, we don't even comment on it no more.
And I think that's fucked up, because we're so used to
her being that level.
Not even that, but we're so used to, I won't even say low level, but basic ass, like, sometimes we're so used to a vibe, which we talk about Ice Spice is a vibe. Mm-hmm. Sexy Red is a vibe. The reason why I anticipated this album so much, because I needed bars.
But how can I needed you say lyrics. That when she supported both of them?
No, but she knows that.
Okay.
But she did that to shut a lot of you motherfuckers up. Because a lot of you motherfuckers was like, oh, she don't support women. She was like, all right, suck my dick. What's up, Sexy Red? Pound Town, Pussy Hoe Brown. You say that, I'm going to say what the fuck I do. Mm-hmm. Ice Spice, you go ahead and do, I'm going to do what I. Nicki is shutting y'all up when it comes to trying to paint her with a certain type of paintbrush. Mm-hmm. And if I was her, I think she should stand on her shit and be on some 50 Cent shit and be like, I'm the bad guy. Y'all don't like me. Fuck y'all. I don't like him either.
That would be me.
Yo, that's what I really want from Nicki.
I'm about to be the 50 Cent of this thing, because y'all going to hate me, motherfucker.
I think with this album, she's sitting in that shit a little bit. And that's why when you look at her features, you don't see them girls on her album, honey. Oh, but prior to her album, I hop on your shit. It's cute. It's popping. Drake fucks with you. I fucks with you too. Let's go. Like, it's kind of, it's more calculated and strategic with her. But when we're talking about Nicki being about her artistry and being about her pen game, y'all can't take that from her. This is her passion. And that's what I don't get from a lot of the artists that I have on here. I won't say all of them, but a lot of the artists that's on my list are lacking. Not even on my list. I take that back. But a lot of artists that's fucking with this rap shit is lacking passion for this shit.
So I got,
she has that. She wants to be in this shit. Nobody told her, yo, you cute, throw on this skirt, bend over in a deli and do this.
So let me ask you a question though. In all reality, right, we went over this list, don't you think that Nicki should have already did a record with Dolce?
She did yeah, one of her biggest records. Not even, I remember, okay, anybody in the room that want to shout it out, that's fine, it may not be on top of my head, but she has a,
she did
one? Oh, Dolce. Oh, I'm sorry. I think said Doja Cat.
Oh, no. Dolce.
Oh, Dolce. Honorable Mitchie. So
yeah,
dope.
Sorry. Or a No Name. Or a Tierra Whack. That's where my problem becomes. Because it's like, how do you come at all of these sons? You come at a Lotto, but you don't hop on a record with a bitch that's like Lauryn Hill. Why don't you give them that light? To give them that, because you are the opposite of what they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Image wise, but when we talk about pen game, we talk about talent, we talk about getting to a real like core fan base and really being a lyricist. Why is she not on those records? That's what my question always becomes. Because if we really heard Dolce on a record with Nicki, we'd listen to Dolce a little bit different. We'd probably be able to see her talent a little bit more different.
So you don't see Nicki in the same breath as a Doji or Rhapsody?
But that's why I'm trying to figure out why they don't do, why doesn't she give them the same light? Like, before you did a record with Sexy Red, the way you talk about the pen game, mm-hmm. Tierra Whack should have already been on your shit. Like, Tierra, even at, on a lowest, you should have just had a Kumbaya moment going back and forth with the Tierra Whack to give her that light.
But who's to say that can't happen?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm waiting for it. It's enough time.
But I also think, contrary to a lot of people's beliefs, is that Nicki sees herself as the people that you kind of name.
I do.
As a real set lyricist.
That's
so
what I'm
when
waiting
you say
to
that, it's like,
that.
Well, I'm the one that's in a prime position to be on a track with a Ice Spice and a Sexy Red because I'm the true lyricist out of the duo.
No, of course. No reason why she shouldn't do
I think that's how
those.
She's
it
looking
makes
at
sense.
It.
But what about those? That's why I feel like Lotto now
I think when it makes
is
sense.
Having that tested time moment because she's like, all right, whether you're hot or you're not, you're new or not, I'm going to fuck with you. So later on, you might be the hottest bitch, but you might come back around and pull me out. You understand what I'm saying? The difference. I feel like if Nicki did that same thing with a lot of these people that we fuck with, the No Names, the Tierra Wax, it would give them a light. But I think the fear is that, oh, well, I ain't going to make them number one.
So you feel like she's what people claim her to be, kind of somewhat of a gatekeeper when it comes to female rap? Like, she really don't get along with the girls?
I wouldn't even say it's about that. I just feel like if you're going to talk about the pen, then I want to see you do the records with those people with those pens.
Like a No Name, Tierra Whack, a Rhapsody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, at this point in Queendom, that's what should be on the album. Those type of people. Like, it's nice to go back to Cole, but what the fuck is Cole going to do for you? That's not gonna do anything for you unless you came like how you know your boy said.
I'm
like,
literally
yo,
trying to think
we
about
we,
the
we
songs.
In Queens,
I mean,
we
shout out to Foxy Brown. She did a track with Foxy Brown, and we all know Foxy Brown is a dope lyricist, one of my favorite lyricists.
By the way, random, I just listened to Foxy's like albums in full.
Which one?
Like her first and her second album,
Il Nana and China Doll. Yeah.
I don't like
You never heard Broken Silence? You don't like Foxy?
I do not like Foxy's albums in entirety. I'm not gonna lie. Like
my heart is bleeding.
And it took me this long to actually listen to one, but because they've been bringing Foxy up so much lately, but because they, you know, they make such a big deal of Foxy. But when I went back and I was like, yo, like actually, matter of fact, when I saw that Nicki hit the same chart as Foxy for whatever, I went and listened to the album. And I'm like, I don't like this album.
You don't like Foxy Brown.
I love Foxy. Always liked her records, her singles, but the album. To say that I could sit and drive.
And you only heard, just to be clear, you heard Il Nana.
Yeah.
And you heard China Doll.
Mm-hmm. And I love Foxy. I love
you
her.
Heard
always,
4, 5, 6 and didn't like it? Didn't featuring like Bleak and Beanie Siegel.
I'm telling you. Like the entire,
you heard My Life
that
and
that
didn't like it.
Like it. I like songs.
I literally want to cry right now.
But I'm talking about to sit and actually listen to it from front to back and say that I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again. No. Nicki was the first woman, female, I could say I fell in love with.
You come from a Caribbean background?
Yes.
Where are you
I'm
from?
I'm Belizean.
Okay.
So that's why I always liked Foxy. Like,
right.
I love her persona.
Yeah.
I love her flyness. I love her flashiness. I love her pretty
so
hair.
So you haven't heard
her
Broken
brown
Silence
skin.
Yet.
But I don't, like, the from
not
front
to mention
to
her features. I didn't even get into that.
From front to beginning, like, the
Broken
album,
Silence? You heard Broken Silence? No, you ain't
so.
Heard Broken
I don't think
Silence.
I heard Broken Silence. But those first
that's
two
the one
albums,
for me, but yeah. China
to
Doll
say
is...
to say I could listen to it the entire way through, no. And to me,
oh,
I think
God.
That's a lot. The entire way through. I could listen to Lauryn Hill all day. Entire way through. But those...
Lauryn Hill, one album hit. I won't say wonder.
The entire
but...
way through. But
oh.
I like
okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
After this, I swear. I'm going to make you, it's my duty to make you a Foxy Brown lover.
I love Foxy as a person.
No one said that.
I love all
I'm
of
talking
her,
about her,
her
music
singles.
Solely.
But to
I,
listen to an album, I have not gotten there yet.
Okay. And that's fair because that's your
we might
testimony.
Need to smoke one and drink some wine over that.
Bruh.
But
it ain't
honest.
No way that you could leave this earth while I'm here with you and not be a fan of Foxy, because I know you, sis, and I know how you are about artistry, and I know how you is about lyricism. Foxy is one of the best that ever got on a fucking mic, but I don't know what place you were in your life at the time of listening to her.
Past week.
Okay, I don't know what happened last week, but let me tell you, future weeks, I just want to sit with you, and I'm going to go from the highlights of the tracks of what make Foxy arguably one of the best rappers, not just female rappers, best rappers of all time. Like it's crazy. But thank you so much for being here and being so raw and so honest.
You know, I respect. You know, you can count on me for that, baby.
Yo, when I tell you, from your opinion, from top to bottom of my list, even right now, what you just said with this particular artist, I will always respect your perspective because I know you're coming from a place of being genuine and honest.
You I don't want to. Me for my opinion, guys.
No. And honesty, right? Even when it comes to, and we could wrap it up with Nikki, even when it comes to this album, I didn't do a review on my YouTube page because I'm like, bro, she got like 20 plus songs in there and I'm only halfway through. She does a lot of singing on there. The singing shit reminds me very much of Lil' Kim trying to sing on her Cyndi Lauper shit. I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of Nikki rapping. It's a lot of singing on here that I do skip and bypass. However, I can't deny her relevancy. I can't deny that. I just painting.
Like, I'll never take that from her, ever.
And I can't deny her lyrical ability, which is top tier. Mm-hmm. And her showmanship on the album, I do feel like she showed up and showed the fuck out. If there were some misses on the album, which there are, I feel like, I'm mad that Beat Beat was an interlude. So happy to find out that 50 Cent ended up getting on there because I like it even better now. The Tasha Cobbs one, I love Tasha Cobbs on there. I feel like she should have started the song versus Nikki starting the album.
To me, like I said, it's about it. To me, honestly, as a manager, it's a matter of fact of having enough people in the room. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you have enough people in the room and enough listeners and they hear it and enough greats, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, we turn in a project, we sending it to Pharrell, we sending it to Kanye, we sending it to Swizz Beatz. Like, just want to hear what people have to say and if they have anything to add, you know? Or like a Mike Dean who's going to add his own taste to it to make it more current. I feel like that's what it was missing something. But the real reality with Nikki is it's all her. Mm. And majority of the people that we hear, it's not all them. It is a collaboration of all these people coming in, whatever, doing whatever. Oh, this sound cool. And everybody as a whole just liking that. So, I mean, it's a gift and a curse. But Nikki is the queen, so we shall give it to her.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up with my fire round of questioning. It's five. It usually warrants like one word answer, so I'm going to do this with you. Come on, Zayna. I love you, Zayna. Okay. Who do you feel was left out on the list?
Left out. I guess because I'm from New York, you know, right now. Like, I would have liked to hear, like, Scarlett and Maya. That's what I thought you said earlier, like, if you mentioned her. Scarlett, Maya the Don. I really like them right now.
Maya the Don is ill. Scarlett wasn't making my list.
I want her to because I feel like that
pain. Did she drop an album?
No, she didn't. But, you know, I just think that she needs that notoriety that, you know, like she's given that true story, that pain that, like, a lot of people, you know, have gone through. And I think that that's something that we should always kind of, like, highlight.
I'm expecting great things from her.
Yes.
But you think she should have been on the list?
I think she should have. I think she's worthy of being on the list. Why? Because in all of the female conversations, rapper conversations this year, she's come up. Mm. And she's been in a lot of
I can see Maya the Don being on the list, but not Scarlett.
Okay.
But shout out to both of them.
You too.
Who shouldn't be on the list and why?
I think everybody on the list is, you know.
Really? Everybody should be on my list. That's on my list. Y'all was looking at me sideways with Coleraine. I was
like, no. I think that it's hard. Wait, was Glorilla on the list?
She was not.
She should have been on the list.
I fought for her. I did, in myself, because it was just, I didn't have like her.
Because you ain't going to
team of people. Like, shout out to Glorilla, because I think Glorilla is a real rapper. And the thing about Glorilla and Sexy Red, those girls can rap. They can rap.
I think the world has made us feel like we need to choose one or the other, either Glorilla or Sexy Red. I feel like once
I didn't
Sexy
feel that came way.
In, Glow kind of disappeared. I think when Glow came in, I think Coileray kind of disappeared. Like they.
Can I tell you what it was? Fuck Nigga Free, Glorilla record. Don't Play With It, Lola Brooke record. If I was to bring up outside of New York, go anywhere in the world and be like, y'all know Lola Brooke? If they know her, they know her from Don't Play With It. Mm-hmm. They don't know her from Dennis Daughter. If I go anywhere in the world and I say, y'all know Glorilla? Fuck Nigga Free. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of y'all. I don't want y'all to be one hit wonders. Mm-hmm. So if I had to choose, because I had to, but come to consistency,
with the features and all that and just being dope. And I had to give it a little Brooke. Glorilla.
I ain't gonna lie, out of all of the three, Glow, I listened to her project.
Okay.
Like, and I like it. Like, I go back and play that. And I mean, of course, Sexy Red too, but yeah, those two.
Shout out to Memphis, man. Gangsta Boo and everybody. I'm like, man, listen, it wasn't easy, but she was on my list of like honorable mentions.
Glorilla for sure. I think she's probably maybe might have been.
Who are you excited to see in 2024?
From off the list?
Period. Not off the list. Period.
I think it's a lot of the newer artists, I would say. Like, you know, I'm curious to see how Flo Milli's going to do.
I am too.
Like, I love my brown skin women winning. It's something about it, like, just being able to see myself in someone.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, yeah. I'm always cheer for Alola. I'll always cheer for, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to see her next Flo year, Milli. What's going to happen for her. Like I said, she got a good team behind her, so that's another part of it too, you know. I love to see that as
Shout out to Ebony. I gotta hit up Ebony. Yeah. I met her on the red carpet at the give her flowers. Yeah.
For sure. Who else? Now you got me on No Name because I really, that went over my head. I'm not going to lie. And baby, I love you. For real, for real.
It's cool.
So, I want to see what she do next year. Shoot.
I want her to stay consistent. I want her to be okay with being controversial. I want her to be okay with sitting at her
I just want her to go viral off of being controversial. Like, fuck being okay with it. Like, nobody knows.
That's that artist management
style. Do that speaking. Shit. Go I love viral that. Up and popping your shit, sis.
Okay, what was the most memorable moment in 2023? Outside of rap, whatever, rap, just what was the most memorable moment in 2023 Jesus for you?
Christ.
In hip-hop, outside of hip-hop, what was it? I was leaving more hip-hop.
No, this didn't happen. Did that happen in 2023?
What?
Did the Tory Megan stuff happen in 2023? Or that was 2022?
Oh, girl, that was 2012. The way they was dragging that
they
shit.
Dragged it.
But I want to say, I don't know.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I think.
Most memorable. Honorable mention, Cardi B. I know a lot of y'all like, Cardi B, she did not drop an album this year. Outside of that, she did do Bongo. Shout out to Bongos with her and Megan Thee Stallion. It wasn't enough consistency for me. And I know that she performed recently and broke numbers or records, viewership wise. I need more for Cardi. Cardi only dropped one album. I want to say that was in 2018. Invasion of Privacy was obviously a hit. But I'm excited to see what she brings in 2024 because she said that she's ready to come back out album wise. But I could never.
She's been
deny her relevancy.
She's been working, by the way. So.
Yeah, I could never denounce or deny her relevancy. But, like, consistency, album, performance.
I think we always have to remember why we fell in love with Cardi. And that was Instagram. And her being a personality. And I think that as long as that always fuels her career, like, we're going to always love her. And the crazy part about it is, with an artist, usually your trajectory is, like, a 5-year. Mm. But when you're, like, a personality, you're an influencer, like, it's forever. So she has that. Even though she doesn't come out with an album, like the fact that you can run up the numbers on TikTok live performance is crazy because people that are dropping every day can't do it.
I see her as a separate entity. I see her as one of those people like a Zsa Zsa Gabor or even like a Lil' Kim that outside of rap, like they represent them versus then a culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think 10 years from now we're gonna talk about Cardi because Cardi is just a bomb entity within herself. Mm-hmm.
Cardi doesn't have to put out any more music. She can literally wear fly clothes, put out whip shots, put out sneakers for the rest of her life, and we would still fuck with her.
I want her to.
Based off how she started with us.
That's true. She's one of those artists.
She's one of them.
I agree. One word to wrap up 2023. What would it be? One word. Or a rap bar if you're going to be
survival.
Survival. Honey, I survived.
Because I ain't going to hold you. I done had some years, but this year was one of them.
One of those
years? Years, I think.
Listen, man, I thank you so much for being here. Survival is the word. I want to say I share those same sentiments. Exactly. Survival, especially being a woman in this culture where all the odds are against us, we're still here.
You know, I had a really bad car accident in 2021, so yeah. That took me out. I think that this was like my first year really back and active. So it's beautiful to see, obviously, how we ending the year off. Y'all know what's coming. But it just also, you know, just reminding, like, yo, I'm a survivor. Like, I did this. I made it. I came back, rebranded, shake it up.
Oh, Brooklyn style, and you look better than ever.
My dick on the table. I'm bringing an iPhone to the table. That's it.
I love that. Zayna, I appreciate you, sis, so much. Course, thank you, baby, for being a sister in hip hop with me.
This is really, I was really your first guest.
You were my first guest. If y'all want to go back and check the first episode, A Woman in Hip Hop was with this beautiful woman right here. Such a full circle moment. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being so funny and knowledgeable and authentically you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being you. Thank you for having a platform
to represent people like you.
Us. Look at us. Look at this beautiful melanin. Oh, girl, we are winning. And it's just beautiful. Like, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And that is it for Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. Yes, the end is. Of 2023. And I will see you guys next year, 2024, because we're going to still be doing the damn thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's a wrap for Jazzy Bell, Woman of Hip Hop, and Zayna Ray, and Domiti Pongo. Deuces.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.